And now, Keynotes by Carmichael, starring Hoagy Carmichael with Cy Walter. Transcribed from New York City, your Army and your Air Force invite you to 15 minutes of Hoagy's own magical compositions, played by Hoagy Carmichael himself, with Cy Walter.
Hi, everyone. This is Hoagy Carmichael.
And this is Cy Walter.
We're bringing you a little swing, a little rhythm, a little melody, all coming your way right off.
First off, Hoagy and I will play one of his better-known favorites, Old Buttermilk Sky.
Right, Sky. Old Buttermilk Sky, I'm keeping my eye peeled on you. What's a good word tonight? Are you gonna be mellow tonight? Old Buttermilk Sky, can't you see my little donkey and me? We're as happy as a Christmas tree, heading for the one I love. I'm gonna pop her the question, that question. Do you, darling, do you do? It'll be easy, so easy, if I can only bank on you, old Buttermilk Sky. I'm telling you why, now you know. Keep it in mind tonight. Keep a brushing those clouds from sight. Oh, Buttermilk Sky, don't you fail me when I'm needing you most. Hang a moon above her hitching post. Hitch me to the one I love. You can if you try. Don't you tell me no lie. Will you be mellow and bright tonight, oh, Buttermilk Sky?
You know, Hoagy, I've always kind of liked that number of yours.
You know, it's kind of fun to do, too, Cy.
You know, it's different somehow. And yet, how about a change of tempo?
You mean a change of scene, don't you? Why don't we take a little trip, Cy?
Okay, where would you like to go?
How about going up a lazy river?
Well, sure, let's go.
Up a lazy river where the old mill run meets lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Up a lazy river where the robin's song awakes a bright new morning, we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy you will be. Up a lazy river with me. Robin's song awakes a bright new morning, we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy you will be, baby. Up a lazy river with me. Well, that wasn't a bad trip, Cy. I rather enjoyed it. But you don't get some for nothing in this world, you know that? And since I took you on that trip, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor, and our audience, too.
Anything you say, Hoagy. That is, if it's musical.
Well, I'm always introduced to the fellow that wrote Stardust, so right now I'd like to be just a part of our audience and join them in listening to Stardust as played by you.
It'll be a pleasure, Hoagy.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was mighty fine, Cy. I really enjoyed it. Right now, before we do our next number, I'd like to tell all the young men listening in something about five keys to a successful future. The U.S. Army offers you these five opportunities to serve your country in the U.S. Army uniform. 1, a career of service. 2, the right job for you. 3, continuous training for planned advancement. And 4, lifetime security. Yes, sir?
Don't forget number 5, Hoagie. Travel and recreation.
Oh, that's right, Si. Young men, choose the career that offers you all 5. Find out about the 5 keys to a successful future right away.
At your nearest U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting station.
Well, looks like another Western song, Si. Ready?
Right.
I'm getting tired of these cattle and herding them. On a horse that's a hoping he'll die. I'm going down to a ranch and a widow named Blanche, where the living is easy as pie. I'm getting tired of these tumbleweed cigarettes, tired of eating baked beans from a tin. I'm gonna marry that ranch and the widow named Blanche, though I know she's as ugly as sin. Then I can smoke a lucky and have my breakfast served in bed. With a shave and a shine and tobacco that's fine, I'll love myself like the devil and life will be just ducky, with only one blame thought in my head: to be boss of that ranch if I had to kiss Blanche, to stay on the lucky level. I'm getting tired of this dreaming about city life without a red hot scent in my jeans. I'm going down to a ranch and a widow named Blanche, who was known as a lady of means. I'm getting tired of these mockingbirds a mocking me when I'm scratching things a biting my hide. I'm going to marry that ranch and the widow named Blanche, though I know she's 7 foot wide. Then I'll be smoking Lucky's LSMFT and all day, with a shave and a shine and tobacco that's fine. I'll love myself like the devil and life will be just ducky, and in a lazy sort of a way, I'll be boss of that ranch, even kissing my Blanche to stay on the lucky level. Si, tell me quick now, what's the name of our next number? Quick.
It's King Re-Dream-Bop. No, it's Dream King Re-Bop. Oh, you tell him, Hoagie.
Yeah, I thought you couldn't do it. It's called King Re-Bop's Dream. Rather new. Wrote it some months ago. Hasn't been recorded yet. But maybe I can tell you in the verse what the song's about. It's a story about a king. King Re-Bop. And his dream. He dreams about birds and flowers and pretty things in the jungle. And he dreams about a monkey. He dreams this monkey can play drums. And the reason he has this dream is because the king's broke. He needs dough. And there's a missionary. Well, a monkey heard swing down a woola-wooling. He got bit by the beat of it. He hopped up on a hippo's back. With a grin, he went into his dance, singing sookity-aggity-backy. King Re-Bop said, "You stop, you ain't exactly on the back beat. I look my feet," and then he shuffled up a rhythm. Got the monkey going with him. In a minute, they were balling the jack in the sand. So the monkey made a coconut tom-tom, found an old drum that belonged to the voodoos. By the middle of the week, every native was speaking about the monkey and his medicine band. He beat the licks with his sticks to a record by Bix, till his rhythm was the talk of all the Congo. He had a canoe playing the kazoo, and a jug man rounded out the combo. One day, a missionary with a Bible and canary came riding on a donkey through the jungle. King Re-Bop shouted, "Hey, stop, Pop, I know a way that we can make a bundle." So we told the missionary with the Bible and canary about the monkey and the way he played drums. But he added he'd had a little bit of bad luck, and he'd like to sell the monkey to Frank Buck. "Okay," said the man with the Bible in the hand, "if a deal is according to a hoil, I'll see what you got. I'll pay you a lot if you promise not to boil me in oil, 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 oil." But he went with the king and down the woola-wooling to see if the big hit and make a buck on it. But the monkey king kept raving about, didn't know nothing at all. It was just another Monkey King re-pop. Then woke up, found out he'd been a-dreaming. And in a sweat, caused a little missionary with the Bible and canary said, King, I must have been somebody you had. So long, boy. Well, I see it's time to be saying so long, everybody. This is Hoagy Carmichael speaking.
And this is Cy Walter bidding you goodbye.
You have been listening to Keynotes by Carmichael. Another transcribed presentation brought to you by your Army and your Air Force on behalf of your local recruiting station in cooperation with this radio station. Keynotes by Carmichael featured Hoagy Carmichael and Cy Walter. It was written by Sergeant First Class Everett Day and directed by Charles Wilkes. And this is Joe Ripley speaking for the Voice of the Army.